Right, the moment we've been waiting for to talk about food. In the studio with me, I've got Sean Melville. Hello, Sean.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I've got Nick Claxton Webb.
Hello there, good afternoon.
And Jamie Mountford.
Hello, you're right.
Nick, could you move? Come a little closer. I don't bite.
I'm sure.
I'm
sure.
So we're here to talk about this open weekend that's happening in Newmarket, starting tomorrow. And this is your brainchild, really, Sean, isn't it?
I wouldn't take the credit as my brainchild. No, it was thrown in my direction. I thought it was a fantastic opportunity. It's about getting as much exposure for local food, local restaurants, pubs, whatever, getting them all involved, showing it to the public in Newmarket what fantastic product there is around.
So yeah. Is everybody there local?
90%. We've got a couple of stars we've brought in. They're backing up, but for me, it is more about the local guys. Guys like Nick, guys like Jamie here, and it's about promoting what they can do and what their restaurants can do and the food that we use, which is all local.
Excellent. So where is this and what exactly will be happening?
Well, we're taking over Newmarket, basically.
At last.
We've got... somebody had to. We've got a couple of spaces in the town using the Guinea Centre, but also King's Yard as well. And there's going to be, I think, just over 30 stalls around. But the food demos are a major part of it, going on from 11 o'clock in the morning all the way through until about 3:30 in the afternoon. Lots of sampling going on, drinks going on, all sorts.
As I say, this is food, but there's food and drink as well. You've got people like Oz Clark here.
Yeah, there's food and drink. So on the Sunday particularly, you've got Oz Clark there. He'll be jumping on the back of Theo Randall's food demonstrations, pairing some wine with the food that Theo's doing, and they've also got some sampling going on as well.
Excellent. Is this free or does it cost to get in?
Oh, it's all absolutely free, so come along, get spoiled, see what the guys are producing, get the sights, the smells, the sounds.
And if you go along at 11 a.m. on Saturday, see you, Nick.
Absolutely, yeah, please.
You're the head chef at the Weeping Willow.
Well, I will be when we open. So we're open in 2 weeks' time. So at the moment, we're just getting ready, really. We've decided what a pub is, which took some time, in a pub with beer. And we've figured it out. So, yeah, we'll be demonstrating some Denham Estate venison, which is lovely. I've met Alan the butcher, who probably will be here. We've also got some lemon macaroons, and we'll be making some so you can take them away.
Oh, macaroons are big at the moment, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Bake Off? Is that an effect of Bake Off? Suddenly everybody knows about macaroons.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, maybe some of us are more Pierre Rémy style, and it's a little bit before Bake Off.
As long as you don't get a soggy bottom.
Exactly. We don't want a soggy bottom, but I do love Bake Off, actually. I watch it on Ketchup.
Good. So at 11 o'clock on Saturday, you'll be actually there cooking.
We'll be cooking live.
What's that like to cook in front of an audience with people staring at you? You know, you're used to doing it in the relative privacy of a kitchen.
Well, actually, I mean, open kitchens are all the rage. Yeah, I'll tell you at 12 o'clock. No, but it's an open kitchen. We've got, the Weeping Willow, which will be open in 2 weeks' time. We've got an open kitchen, which is probably the size of the restaurant.
You can see everywhere through it, can't you?
Full disclosure. You cannot hide in there. I've tried.
It's a kitchen on stage, basically.
It's a kitchen on
Peter,
stage.
What's his surname?
Romanuk.
He's designed a kitchen that's people can actually go and watch the theatre of it, from what I can tell. So, yeah, it's a very exciting. I can't wait to go, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. I mean, they're a fantastic team, and his wife is a floral designer, Paula Pryke, and, you know, OBE, Paula Pryke. Fantastic, and the place is going to look stunning, and I can't wait to get started.
It's going to be cutting edge out there, from what I can tell you.
That's great. If something goes wrong, I suppose that is just the nature of cooking, isn't it? Not that anything will go wrong, obviously.
Well, you know, we're trained in how to get around things when things do go wrong. There's so many ways to cook one thing that you can actually think about it with our experience. Mm-hmm. And experience is, you know, key to getting around things, really.
So, Jamie, you'll be there at 1 o'clock on the Saturday as well. What will you be doing?
I'm doing two dishes, actually. I'm doing two signature dishes off the Bedford Lodge. One of them is pork loin with salt-baked pineapple and a pork pie sauce, which is a bit out there, but it's fantastic. And it's quite simple, really. I've got the recipes written up, and also they will be available on the Cambridge 105 website. And then also I'm going to do a Newmarket gin chocolate fondant.
Now we've been talking about this fondant, and yeah. It's lovely to see you, gentlemen. But, you know, I'm rather disappointed.
Well, you'll have to come down on Saturday. You'll have to come and taste it. There's going to be loads of it. So, so we based this. Bedford Lodge actually do a gin, which is Newmarket gin. And our pastry chef, Lee, created a dessert. And he's basically put 6 of the botanicals out of 10 throughout the dessert, so you can actually taste it with the gin on the side, really. So it all works, marriages up. So
what is not to like there? Yeah. Gin is very in.
I love
it?
Gin. Love gin.
If
you want something refreshing, I'll go for gin. Gin and tonic. If I want, you know, it's a bit heavy, I'll go for pizza and beer. So
gin's very fashionable at the moment. And the way it cuts through with the chocolate, it's a really perfume flavour. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? Mm. And it's all cooked fresh as well, the fondant.
Absolutely.
It takes 9 minutes, 180 degrees.
And are some of these things that you're cooking, are they things that you have devised yourself, recipes and dishes that you've devised?
Yeah, I mean, for our macaroons, we've got lemon verbena. I mean, I spent a long time up in Congham, which is in Norfolk, with a huge kitchen garden. Lemon verbena was something that I hadn't really used a great deal before there, but actually we had fantastic...
That's a beautiful perfume.
Amazing. Just wonderful. I mentioned it in passing to Paula, and I arrived the next day, and there was a plant there. You know, bronze fennel, you know, all in wicker to sort of follow on from the willow tree kind of, theme. But it's... You know, they are really, really into it, and I just can't wait to get started.
Macaroons are a very easy thing to make, either, are they? You've got to get that perfect consistency with them, and, you know, from the picture you showed me yesterday, I think they'll be fantastic. I can't wait to try them myself. I'll be down there at 11 o'clock, straight away.
So waiting for the macaroons to
arrive. I will be
arrive.
Waiting, indeed, yeah.
No. It must be very satisfying when you invent something like that.
Well, I can't claim the invention of macaron, but...
No, well, and the lemon verbena,
I'll check the patent office for that one, and maybe I'll see you again next week. But I think, you know, it's just great to use what is on your doorstep, you know, what is fantastic, and there's so much wonderful produce in this area, you know.
It's incredible what's around. Yeah, it really is. I mean, from Denham Estate Meats, they've got fantastic quality. The local suppliers for the dairy, for the breads, for the fruit and veg.
Well, we found that asparagus farm down the road, didn't we, by accident?
Oh, you did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and why should we be using local produce?
To support the local community. You know, the supermarkets are just too branded and going at it, and we're not supporting...
But it's also fresher. When things are in season, they taste better.
It's just
nature. You know, Mother Nature guides you. That's there for a reason at that time. And you use it then. It's got all the nutrients. It's got all the flavour. The less you have to do with something, the better it's going to be. You know, just keep it simple. Keep it simple and you end up with something that's beautiful.
And it's, I suppose, more environmentally friendly in that it hasn't used air miles to get to where it is as well.
There's all those benefits, but if you look back in time, you know, 2,000 years ago, you couldn't travel that fast. You used what was on your doorstep. And people were a lot more healthy then. Look at us now. You know, you can transport food around the world in a day. But what's the point? Why?
Well, yeah,
when it's here, ready.
You can get asparagus in September from Israel, can't you?
Yeah.
But we don't like using it due to the fact that we like to use local produce, and that's what we pride ourselves on. And that's what the Rosettes and the Four Red Stars say about the hotel, really. So, yeah, definitely local, definitely all the way. And also, you get a lot of... good friendship along the way with the suppliers, really. The suppliers are great people, you know, they're supporting a business, they're supporting you, and there's a trust there that you trust each other to get the best quality, really, to deliver it to the customer who's actually spending their hard-earned cash on what they trust you to produce. So definitely local all the way.
As a chef, to stand there like Nick will have in his open kitchen to actually see the people enjoying what he's making and what he's producing, that's what you do it for. It's a fantastic feeling.
Actually, that is a point, isn't it? Because when you're working in a kitchen, I suppose, the food goes out the door, and unless you get a compliment back, you don't know. You don't know whether people are enjoying it, whereas it will be a very direct deliver and acceptance.
You're going to love that, aren't you?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I think in this, you know, with the reason we do this job, you know, we're half scientist, half artist, you know, whereas, you know, a lot of people who produce things, you have to wait a long time to get a response to what you've done. Whereas, you know, you cook someone if it's even if you make someone a sandwich, you know, is there a nicer sandwich than one that someone else has just made for you? There generally isn't. You know, these things are made with love, you know, and they're given, you know, when you don't feel very well and your grandmother makes you a fish finger sandwich. Well, you remember that.
Good smart catch up on that, lovely.
it brings back memories. It brings back feelings, you know, and that's what it's about. You want to create it's something beautiful on the plate. It's going to taste good, but it's going to make you feel good. That's what you need to do.
So what's your favourite dish? If I could put you on a desert island and say you can only have one dish, Sean, what would it be? I'm coming to you guys as well, so start thinking.
Would it be the bacon sandwich or would it be the fish finger sandwich? I'd actually have to go for the fish finger sandwich.
We've just been talking all haute cuisine and you're saying a fish finger sandwich.
Absolutely. But it's going to be beautiful fresh fish, nice fresh breadcrumbs, nice thick white bread, lots of pure, nice butter on it. What's not to love?
A bit of sea salt on there.
Absolutely. Oh, what's not to love with that?
Yeah, I must admit, I'm salivating now. What about you, Nick?
Well, I think I often talk to young chefs when I get them in my kitchen about a chip butty. You know, people say, oh, you know. And you think, but if you make the bread and you make the chips and you know, you make triple cooked chips and they're nice and crispy, fluffy on the inside, you've got lovely, fresh bread, a little bit of aioli or something like that. And, you know, there's a difference between that and a supermarket brand in, you know, air quotes, and frozen chips. There's a massive difference. You know, it's a huge difference. And just to know that you've made everything that's in there and, you know, and you can pick all the ingredients up in your hand and you can, you know, almost Paleolithic in the way that you're doing it. It's real and it's substantial and it's something that makes you feel good.
That does sound good. Jamie, we've had a fish finger sandwich and a chip butty. I'm expecting great things.
Roast dinner sandwich. How well about that? So you get your bread, you toast it, and then you get your beef, bit of horseradish, Yorkshire pudding, roast potato, and just go for it. Bit of red wine jus in there. Absolutely fantastic.
Talking, yeah.
You know what I mean? A bit of bread, bit of roast dinner, all together. It's an infusion, isn't it? It's the future, I'm telling you.
It's an infusion. Yeah, I'll say that. So, Sean, what's the aim of this? What do you want people to take away from? If they come to this weekend and they meet the chefs and they wander around, they look at the produce, are you looking for them to a change in lifestyle, a change in diet, buying patterns?
I would love to see people use a lot more fresh food, use a lot more of the local restaurants, and just pick up on the passion that these guys have got. It is amazing. When I started phoning around the local businesses to see who would be interested, I was inundated with people wanting to take part in this. It was absolutely fantastic. The passion out there for the guys to produce this. Because don't forget, these guys, besides Nick, he's got the life of leisure at the moment. Everybody else is running out of work, coming to do a display, and then shooting back to work again. Because that's the nature of our trade. That's the nature of what we do.
Yeah, we've got a busy one on that day, haven't we?
We have a massively busy day. But it's so worthwhile. It's about showing what you can do. It's about showing off your property, showing off your business, and showing to the people, if you like this, come and try. That's what we're there for. You know, but people will enjoy so much of the day. There is so much going on. Each day, Saturday and Sunday, there is so much going on.
We're delivering what people, you know, people look at a business and then look up at from the outside. And what we're doing is bringing from the inside to the public. And what we want to prove to them is that, you know, don't be, you know, intimidated by the business. Just come along and try what we do. You know, just come and try something different if you're not used to that type of food. But, you know, come and try it. It's free of charge. Let's have a good time at the same time.
Give it a go. So it's over the weekend. It's tomorrow and Sunday. Well, good luck. I hope it goes well.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with it, Sean. Good luck. Chef-elect, I think, is...
Thank you very much.
When you're appointed, but you're not quite...
I'm nearly there.
Willow. And where is the Weeping Willow?
It's in Barrow, so right between Newmarket and Bury St Edmunds. So we've got some tough competition, Bedford Lodge. But, you know, also spreading into Bury St Edmunds. But actually, you know what?
We're all working together at the end of the day.
We're all working
together. Well, good luck with that. And
thank
nice
you.
To see you again, Jamie.